I'm smiling because, you know, this is again a recurring theme. Every time a leader of Islam becomes martyr, of course, it is something that is painful. But unfortunately, for the ones who are probably young, they haven't seen enough, or they haven't studied enough, they haven't looked at the history carefully enough, they have this idea that with this leader gone, it's the end of the game. Brothers and sisters, if this is the formula, then everything should have stopped. Islam should have ceased to exist in Karbala and right after Karbala. We had nothing more precious to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If that was the case, that with Imam Hussein alayhi salam being that infallible leader, being that immaculate leader, being that Imam of the time, being the Masoom, if he can be ruthlessly sacrificed on the plains of Karbala, then Islam should have ceased to exist back then. But it didn't happen. Why? Because this is not how it works. You know, and if you look at the history of the resistance coming to the contemporary times, the history of resistance, after we have given 11 Imams as martyrs, alhamdulillah, you know, Islam still exists, right? Islam still is flourishing, right? The contemporary history from Shaheed Abbas al-Musavi, right after his Shahada, he was the leader of Hezbollah, right? Right after his Shahada, there were some at that time who had the same concern. With all sincerity, they want Islam to flourish. They want resistance to continue to grow. They said that Hezbollah is going to be dismantled. That was back then. And Hezbollah since then, using this analogy that Imam Khamenei has used for the Islamic Republic, from then, it used to be a sapling at that time. Today, Hezbollah is a fat, thick trunk tree, which cannot be uprooted that easily, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. It has a structure. It is a very organized system. And remember, brothers and sisters, when we talk about Islamic system, resistance, this whole idea of resistance, it falls under that Islamic system. It is not a one-man show. It is not one person. Hezbollah and all the resistance movements, they are a school of thought. They are a maktab, right? They're not just a few brothers who got together to do something. It has Quranic foundations. It has roots, which are really deep. Speaking of Hezbollah itself, it's a very grassroots movement. The people of Lebanon, they're part of Hezbollah. Hezbollah is like, for us, it's an organization, right? Even when the West looks at it, they look at it as an organization, as an entity, as a third party entity. But for Lebanese, it's family. They're locals. They're part of Hezbollah. If you go to, you know, I asked one of the Lebanese sisters one time, I asked her, like, how are you guys so strong? You know, that you keep giving these sacrifices, you're steadfast. She responded me with one thing. It struck me. She said, in every household that we have in Junub, in South Lebanon, we have at least one martyr. From every household, brothers and sisters, they are fully invested in Hezbollah. So till the time the Lebanese are alive, Hezbollah ain't going nowhere. Till the time Islam is alive, the resistance movements are going nowhere. Don't worry about it. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, very big loss. I still can't say Shaheed Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah. It's so difficult for me. Very huge loss. But again, brothers and sisters, remember that these losses are part and parcel. These people are striving for Shahadat. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, so many times he yearned for Shahadat. Just like Shaheed Qasim Soleimani said, that I've been wandering in plains and mountains looking for my Shahadat, seeking my Shahadat. Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam says, yearn for Shahada. Brothers and sisters, these are the concepts we need to understand. And inshallah, these questions, it's good to ask these questions, but these questions will automatically get resolved.